welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing Outcast of the Islands from 1951, starring Trevor Howard and directed by Carol Reed. All right, so some behind-the-scenes details about Outcast of the Islands from 1951. Trevor Howard's character, Peter Willems' seduction of Aisa, played by the actress Karima, involves a kiss that lasts 1 minute and 52 seconds. Another detail, the actress Karima met her second husband, Guy Hamilton, while working on this movie. He was the assistant director. They were married in 1964, the year Hamilton directed Goldfinger from 1964, and their union lasted until his death in 2016. All right, so those are some behind-the-scenes details of Outcast of the Islands from 1951. So now I'll get into my thoughts on the plot. The plot? I give it a 1 out of 5. I could not stand this plot. I absolutely hate the character of Peter. Already from the get-go, he's a terrible guy, terrible character. And so he doesn't really progress and get better, right? There's not something he overcomes. In fact, he gets worse. He gets even more evil and more depressing. And I think that could be done right. I just did not like the execution here. Even in stories like this, like an example I could think of is something like Breaking Bad or something like that. Yes, there's bad characters all around, but they have some character that you latch onto, that you want to succeed, that you want to be, you know, better off by the end. And there's nobody like that in this whole movie. Not even, there's a character named Almire, something like that. Not even his daughter, who's a little kid, is someone that I was kind of rooting for. In fact, she was kind of a jerk too, which is crazy. It's a little kid, right? There's just nobody in this movie that I connected with, nobody I wanted to succeed. And so that's why I hated the plot. I also thought that the film was super slow and paced. And again, that can work out fine. But this movie's an hour and a half and not a whole lot happens. And all of a sudden, Trevor Howard's character, Willem, he's crazy and all that. I just didn't like him at all. I didn't like how it progressed. And that's why I gave it a 1 out of 5. I really just could not stand this story. All right, so talking about the acting, I also gave that a 1 out of 5. While I recognize some of the actors in this film are great, Trevor Howard, although I kind of like Brief Encounter. He's also in that film. He's in a couple other movies too. I think he's even in Superman, I want to say. I could not stand him in this film. He is so over the top. And again, not anyone I really want to connect with. I hate his character so much. And another one is Robert Morley, who's in a lot of great films too. Neither one of them is a character I want to root for or anyone I really want to connect with. I just cannot stand either one of them. And I also don't like the actress for Aisa. Apparently, you know, like I was saying, Karima, this is one of her first films. And she met her husband, you know, good for her. Great. But she doesn't have a single line of dialogue because of her lack of experience. And to me, that's crazy. You know, it would make me laugh in scenes where they're like, oh, what has she been saying to the chief? Oh, she told the chief this and all that. It's like, we never actually hear her talk. It's crazy. There's even one scene near the end where she's talking, but there's no dialogue coming out. So it's very, very strange. I don't understand why she couldn't act, you know, like why she couldn't have any dialogue or anything like that. It seemed very odd of a choice to me. If you're going to have an actress in a movie and if you're going to have a character that people keep saying, hey, she keeps telling people this, telling people that, we don't actually see that. We don't actually hear her voice. It's a little frustrating. And so that's why I hated the acting. All right, directing. 1 out of 5. Look, I liked The Third Man by Carol Reed. I've seen his talent. I think he's a good director. I did not like his direction here. I thought it was awful. Now, I don't know how the book is. This is based on a novel by, I believe it's Joseph Conrad, who also wrote In the Heart of Darkness, which is what Apocalypse Now is based off of, and a couple other films. This is a similar film where a guy's going down a river and kind of goes crazy by the end. I don't like the choices made with this film, the editing in particular, and I'll get into that in the cinematography special effects, is just atrocious. And the pacing of this film is so all over the place. Some scenes it's really slow, some scenes it's really fast, and they do not connect at all. It's very odd, it's very jarring, and it's not in scenes where we're meant to see him as crazy. I mean just in normal dialogue type scenes where people are talking to each other and trying to get to know each other. It's very odd. You know, I've seen films from the silent era that had way better pacing, way better characterization, way better all around, and they're less than an hour long. This film's only an hour and a half, and it just drags on. It feels like a slog. So, to me, I think the choices he made with this film were very strange and very odd, and would not be the way I would have done it. I was just not a fan of it. All right, so talking about cinematography and special effects, I give it a 3 out of 5. Look, this is probably the highlight of the film. It looks really realistic. I mean, it looks like we're actually on a river. It looks like it's actually raining. There's actual huts and all of that. Very realistic. I believe they filmed in Sri Lanka, if I'm not mistaken, and it looked real. I mean, it was very, very convincing. But again, the editing was so bad, especially the very beginning when he's talking and it's just all discombobulating and like jarring and just making these really sharp cuts or jump cuts rather, where you're like, whoa, now we're in this room. Oh, now we're on the boat. Oh, now this. Like, there's no establishing shots. There's no way of like really weaving or kind of connecting us along. No, it's just very jarring and quick cuts. And that's some scenes. There's also scenes where it just goes on for so long, especially in the village and all that. So it was very jarring and very all over the place. And I think it could have been done better. I really do. So, and that's the highlight of the film is this. So yeah, that's why I gave it a 3 out of 5. All right. So talking about the music, I gave that a 1 out of 5. You know, there's some score type music, which is fine, but the rest of the film is this annoying, like native woman singing. And you know, I'm sure it's part of the culture and whatnot that they're trying to represent here. That's fine. It's just very repetitive and there's no subtitle or anything letting us know what she's saying or what she's singing. And I'm going to be honest. It's not very pleasant sounding. It's very like high pitch and very, I know, scratchy sounding. So I'm not a fan of it at all. And it's played throughout the film all the time. I think it's supposed to represent him going crazy. I'm not really sure. I think I'm going crazy just thinking about it. But I just did not like it. Super repetitive. And it's just very odd and jarring. Which I guess this film is kind of supposed to be. I just think if there was something to latch on to that we really connected with and really wanted to succeed or really wanted to be, you know, I don't know, saved by the end. This just feels like a very almost fatalist type film, like very nihilistic, I should say. Now, I'm not a huge fan of nihilism. I think, you know, not everything has to be dark and depressing and whatnot. This is just a dark film, kind of a really weird film too. So, no, yeah, I didn't like the music. So I'm already kind of talking about that, but overall, my Letterboxd score is a 1.4 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 1 out of 5. So you could probably guess, but no, I will not be recommending this movie. I hate the pacing. I hate the dialogue in some of the scenes. I hate the editing. It's so jarring. I hate the music. I hate the acting. It felt so long, even though it's only an hour and a half. There's just nothing for me to latch on to. No one I wanted to root for or to succeed. I just did not like it. I think if you want to watch films by Carol Reed, stick to The Third Man. I think that's a much better film. And that makes me think, I wonder how much effect Orson Welles actually did have on that film. He didn't work on this one at all. So maybe that film, The Third Man, is more of an Orson Welles film than it is a Carol Reed. So this is the second Carol Reed film I've seen. I'm sure there's more better ones. You know, let me know down below what are some other great films by him. But yeah, as of right now, it's not off to a good start for me. All right, so those are my thoughts overall on Outcast of the Islands from 1951. Thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Video versions are released Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on YouTube and Rumble. All right, thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.